Hi, I'm Robin Johnson. I'm the executive producer for Operation Hilarious. My military background is that I served 26 years in the Army, both in the National Guard and on active duty. And I had 5 tours to Afghanistan and Iraq and retired in July of 2020. How I went from combat to comedy, essentially, had a struggle. I mean, it was really tough. The transition out of the military was hard, and I didn't have very good coping skills or plan at that time. And I found a comedy boot camp class that really cheered me up. And I thought, wow, if this can do this for me, it can do it for other people. Well, it started off with Best Medicine Brigade because I thought there aren't very many veterans represented in the comedy industry. And that's a shame because I think that the world needs to hear our stories and the way that we joke around in the service. I said, we have to build some program around it. Hilarious programming isn't training you necessarily to be a comedian. It's just like restructuring your mind, cognitive restructuring, to see the things that are triggers or stressors for you, to see it in an optimistic light. And that in itself helps so many. We've helped over 6,000 veterans with their depression and anxiety just by doing that. Best Medicine Brigade is producing this tour. It's a 10-city tour, and it has a finale in Hollywood. So we are doing 10 cities. It's 2 seasons. So season 1 is 5 cities, season 2 is 5 cities, and we are picking the top comedian from each of those cities. So it's 5 cities, 5 comics, 5 minutes is the model. And we're really excited to be doing the Hollywood finale at the American Legion Post 43, very fitting. And we've had some wonderful partners and sponsors, Jack Daniels, the American Legion, Triple Nickel, and Instant Team. So they have allowed us to make this happen. Having the American Legion support this and be our partner for it, it is really like my life has come full circle. And so I grew up listening to the stories of service members, and they inspired me to serve. And I was a member of Post 444 in New Knoxville, Ohio for 2 decades. The American Legion is really dedicated to suicide prevention. And that to me means a lot because I've lost a lot of friends to suicide. We can do better. And that's why I really wanted to work with the American Legion, because it's something we both care about. And we're not just talking about it, we're putting action into it. I want more people to know that we have free humor programming that is at their fingertips, that they can use it. If they're struggling with depression or anxiety, if they just need a good laugh, that it's available to them. I mean, really this whole tour was about letting people know we're offering this free programming to them, and it really will help. And it's not to say that traditional therapy isn't great. I mean, medications and going to a therapist is wonderful, but this is less intimidating in some ways. You can just participate and you don't have to do a whole intake form, and it's a little less complicated, but also a lot of fun. We have a website, hilarious.org, and that is where we post upcoming free sessions. They are mostly virtual, so they can do it from the comfort of their homes and their pajamas, their yoga pants, whatever. So if they go to hilarious.org for those dates, they can also reach out to me on the website. It's just admin@hilarious.org. And we can set up, you know, sessions for them. If they're an organization that wants to bring in a lot of people, we also go in person, so we can coordinate that as well.
Hello, today we're speaking with Robin Phoenix Johnson, the creator of Operation Hilarious. And Robin is a veteran who has decided to help heal people through humor. Hello, Robin. How are you today?
Hi. I love how you laughed in the intro. You're already laughing. I'm doing my job.
Good. Yeah. So, Robin, how did you start this? What made you decide to go into this? This is a lot of work to put something like this together.
Oh my gosh. Well, it started off, honestly, with my own journey. I served in the Army for 26 years. I had 5 tours in Afghanistan and Iraq. And when I retired, I had too much time on my hands to think. I guess it's kind of like when the merry-go-round stops, you just go, oh, the ride's over. And that's when the darkness set in. That's when I started feeling angry and depressed. And I didn't even know I had PTSD because I had been so busy trying to juggle it all that I just never really thought about it. And so I had a lot of struggles, and I found a comedy boot camp class. And this comedy boot camp class through the Armed Services Arts Partnership helped me immensely. And when I realized it was helping me, I thought, this can help a lot of people. Like, this is, we can reframe our negative thought patterns and make them positive. So I decided to like figure out a way to scale it.
That's really wonderful. You know, I had a brother who was also in Desert
yeah.
Storm. And so I think a lot of us, I haven't personally been in the military, but I have a sister that the Air Force, a brother, National Guard. And I think that there's a lot that happens when you have time to think, it's when you have time to deal with things or not deal. But so this is May, and May is Mental Health Month. And so, okay, so how did you get started? What was the first thing that you did?
Well, I looked up. I thought, well, somebody's going to already be doing this. Somebody has to have figured this out, that laughter is the best medicine. I mean, I know we all. Okay, so I think we all remember Hunter Patch Adams in the movie. So I remember that. I Googled laughter is the best medicine, and laughter therapy and humor therapy. And an organization called the Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor came up, AATH.org. And I decided to join them and to take their training and become a certified humor professional. And that really began my pursuit of understanding the science, really the neuroscience, the research behind it, and how do I then put it into practice. And luckily, the Ralph Johnson VA Hospital in Charleston gave me a chance and let me come in as a volunteer. And we piloted a program called Healarious. It's something I kind of built in flight. It was, how do you go into places where people are dealing with pain and frustration and mental health issues and bring in laughter? And we, over 36 weeks, built the program. And now it's a thing. And now we're on tour telling everybody about it and what we can bring to them.
This is not your first year, though, is it?
We started in 2022. And so this is our second. We're in our second year now. And we are growing very quickly. We started just doing it very locally to my own VA. Now we do it for the Cleveland VA Center. And we also lead our own workshops online for people to join us all over the country. So we've helped 6,000 veterans to date.
Wow. I've seen statistics that veterans have a much higher rate of suicide than the general population. It's something that I don't feel that our country has really addressed. I mean, we put our little flag pins on, but it doesn't really pay the bills and take care of the trauma.
No. And then this is like a national crisis. You know, it's suicide's a problem for everybody. It's big right now with the teen population, with high school students. It's mental health. I mean, we look at these shootings that we see in places. I mean, mental health is not just a veteran issue. This is a national epidemic.
Absolutely. And I was noticing the clips that I've watched that your humor isn't specific to military issues. Anyone can identify with the topics that you're talking with. Well, any, but so this event that's going to be in Tacoma on June 4th, it's for everybody, right? It's not just for veterans.
Thank you for saying that, because no, our comedy is so universal. I mean, I do tell some stories about my military experience, but I know that a lot of people haven't served, so we do it in a way that's funny to everyone. But I'd say I would say 80% of my comedy is universal. It's about being a mom, about being a wife, about being a woman. And we have comedians from all walks of life, so it's not just for women too, right? There's definitely, we have male comedians. So we really put on a good show that reaches everyone, no matter whether they serve, whether male, female, or whatever demographic they come from. We just know how to make people laugh. And we talk about things that, you know, like going to the airport and having to like raise your hands above your head. And they're like, widen your stance as you go through like the little TSA check thing. And they're like, is there anything, you know, so sore or tender? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, is there? I mean,
yes. Can you tell us any specific stories that you've had with people or anything that you can share
with some of the participants in the Healarious program?
Yeah.
Yes, I love one particular story about a blind veteran named Melvin. And so we're doing this workshop, and he was just came out of inpatient mental health, behavioral health, because he, anyway, I don't think I can disclose, even though I'm not saying his last name, I'll just say he had some severe mental health issues. And it's hard, you know, living as a visually impaired person, regardless if you're a veteran or not. And so what we do is we say, okay, what's the hardest part about your day-to-day life? And he said, well, I gotta tell you, I have been legally blind for 6 years. And my wife asked me this morning if I had seen her key. Yep, that would probably make me mad. He's like, and then 10 minutes later, she asked me if I had seen her glasses. I was like, okay. So I said, Melvin, we're going to make a joke about this right now. Your joke is, my name is Melvin. I've been legally blind for 6 years. My wife asked me this morning if I'd seen her key. Nope. Have I seen her glasses? Nope. Do I look fat in this dress? Yes.
I like
we
that.
Made this,
That's
we
very
made
good.
This joke up together, and he started laughing. I started laughing. And just that, like, you know, just that little break, I think just reframing how he could have stayed mad at her all day, but he was able to laugh about it. And I think that's very healing for people who are dealing with that kind of frustration and stress.
I think it's very empowering because, you know, you're not concentrating on your deficit. You actually can come back with.
Yeah, there's a, my husband's a pilot, and he, in the pilot community, there is a saying that, you know, you don't tell a pilot to not hit the obstacle, because once you say that, all they're focused on is the obstacle, and they're more than likely to hit it. So what we are basically teaching these veterans is focus on all the blue sky. Let's not focus
like
on this
that.
Little obstacle.
Yeah, I think that's good advice. So do you think that your training, and because you were an officer in the military, do you think that your training helped you in organizing, reaching out to be getting this mission accomplished, as it were?
You know, this started when I was really little. I think we have to go kind of backwards to come forward. So my mom was 16 when she got pregnant with me. She had me at 17, and that's a hard place to be. She dropped out of high school, and she worked her butt off to like provide for me and to raise me. And so I didn't see her laugh a lot. I didn't see her smile a lot. She was always stressed, always working, and always tired. And one night I snuck down the steps, and she was watching the Tonight Show, and I kind of peeked at her. I couldn't see the TV, but I could see her. And she was just lit up laughing. Her shoulders were shaking. She was grabbing her belly. I mean, she was like belly laughing. And she was so beautiful in that moment. And I loved seeing her that way. And I didn't get to see her laugh or look that way hardly ever, because every time I was around her, she was just trying to get me fed, trying to get me to bed, trying to get me in the bathtub. Like, it was just work, you know. And I learned at a very young age that if I could make my mom laugh, that I could bring joy to her day. So I started about 5 trying to be funny, silly, tell jokes, do act outs, anything to get my mom to laugh, because I wanted her to have joy all the time, not just, you know, at night when she's watching the Tonight Show. And it kind of fueled me, and I started just performing, doing more things. And then you fast forward, I joined the Army, which kind of sucked a lot of that humor out of me, but it was always there. And then I retired from the Army, and I thought, I can do anything. I just retired from the Army. I'm getting a paycheck every month. If I could do anything, what would I do? I had no idea. I don't know. And then someone said, if you could have any superpower, what would you do? I said, oh, I would heal people. I would make people well. Like, oh, well, then you should go to medical school. I said, heck no, I'm not going to medical school. I'm not that crazy. I mean, I'm tired. Like, I don't want to go. And I said, well, I can make people laugh. I can make people laugh. I can heal people with laughter. So I want to become a stand-up comedian. And a couple of my friends, they were like, are you serious? I mean, you've always been funny. I mean, I think you're funny, but really? Like, you're going to become a stand-up comic? And I was like, yeah, I am. Like, I am. And they supported me. I had so many friends. I mean, so many. I would list them here, but they would come to open mic. And I wasn't very good. I'm going to be honest with you. When I first started, I feel bad for them. I should have bought them a lot more drinks than I did, because it was not pretty.
It's a skill like anything else. You got to practice, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I had a lot of practicing to do.
but it's so rewarding. There's very few people that are as funny as they think they are.
Right? Yeah, I know. Tell my husband. My husband doesn't. I think I'm funnier than my husband thinks.
No, but I think that's really wonderful. So Healarious. Did you come up with the name or?
I did.
Ah, I like it. I did. It's very good.
Yeah. Sure did. I came up with it and I was like, wow, I can't believe nobody else is using it.
And what's it's the something brigade. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So I came up with Healarious, but that was after Best Medicine Brigade. So Best Medicine Brigade, my vision was, yes. So it started off, I was just interested in doing comedy and I wanted more veterans and military spouses to be represented in the industry. So I created Best Medicine Brigade because at the time I thought I'm going to be a booking agent. I'm going to go advocate for them and promote them and get them gigs. You know, I'm going to tell America that they need to hire these wonderful. Well, that's all well and good, but it's not impactful. And what I realize is that's wonderful for the few people that I'm booking and for the audiences, but how do I do something even more impactful? And that's where the Healarious came in. I was like, I need to develop a therapeutic humor program that really brings in, like, it's not about the comedy, it's about the joke writing comedy techniques and giving skills and tools for anyone to use to improve their psychological performance. So that's where Healarious came in. So it was almost exactly a year after Best Medicine that Healarious was formed.
It's kind of it's a coping mechanism.
Yeah, I mean, it's cognitive restructuring. It's restructuring your thoughts. You get to choose your thoughts the same way that you choose the clothes that you're going to wear every day. You get to pick out if you're going to wear pants, a skirt, a dress, a sweater, heels, flats, tennis shoes. You get to choose your thought. And a lot of people forget that. Like, and when you start to have negative thoughts, it's a conscious choice to see things one way or the other. You know, if I get cut off by a car on the highway, I can choose to flip them off, say a couple curse words, be stressed out, grip the steering wheel, let my blood pressure go up. Or I can be like, did I just get cut off by a Prius? Like, seriously, a Prius. I mean, here's this, like, who is she anyway? Drinking her smart water on her smartphone, driving her smart car, driving like she's stupid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how many smart devices and things do you need in your life and still drive like a stupid person? So, you know, you can laugh about that. Or like when my husband and I got in a huge fight. We were on a trip that we really were looking forward to. We were going to Disney and I had wanted to take our kids. My kids were older and because of COVID, we couldn't, not older, but like we didn't take them when they were little. We wanted to wait until they were older, but then COVID hit and we had to push the trip. So we finally get to Disney. Yeah. I had been at this point playing this trip for 2 years. Okay. I was invested. I mean, this was the end all be all trip. And we had the Mickey ears. We had everything. Okay. We had matching t-shirts. It was happening. And we're in line for Avatar. And my husband says, are we seriously going to wait 2 hours for a 5-minute ride? And I looked at him like he just asked me for a divorce. I looked at him. I was like, we have been married for 20 years and all I ever get are 5-minute rides.
Okay. Kind of put it into perspective there, didn't it?
Right. I was like, I know you didn't. And I was like, and our rides are not Space Mountain quality. They are not Avatar quality. They are more like It's a Small World after all.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, he shut up. He didn't say one more thing the entire day. So
I'm sure he had things to think about.
Yeah, he did. He did. Don't whine and cry and complain. Like, ooh, that is not a good look on a husband. Mm-mm. No, sir. Not when I have been looking forward to this for 2 years. No. Not when we have matching t-shirts and Disney Minnie Mouse ears and Mickey Mouse ears. You just shut up and color, you know?
Exactly. Okay. I was just wondering, like, do you get support from monetary support or publicity from the military, or are you all on your own doing this?
You know what? We do not have any official endorsement or support for the military DoD. I do get contracted to do resiliency training and some, you know, I do speaking for DoD and some of the services. And I love doing that because I really do believe it's very effective for suicide prevention and strengthening minds in regard to like mental health. And I like to say psychological performance instead of mental health, because mental health kind of has a stigma and psychological performance is more like conditioning your brain, just like you do your muscles in the gym. But we have wonderful partners, Jack Daniels, Instant Teams, the American Legion with their Be the One campaign, Triple Nickel, and Colin Garrett, who's a race car driver. He has a 11/11 project, veteran project, and they sponsor us. So we get funding from donors. So we welcome any, we're not 501c3 nonprofit. So all of the money goes back into us being able to deliver these programs for free. And we just expanded and added first responders. So starting in July, we're going to do our first event for firefighters and police. So we're very excited to help as well. Cause I don't know how it is where you are, but firefighters and police, it's just such exhausting shift work and the hours. Yeah. And where I live, we've had several suicides in the fire department. And I have a friend of mine who works for the Charleston Fire Department. Well, he's a firefighter. And I said, what can I do to help? And he's like, well, we have, you know, an event coming up in July. Like, you could come speak, but we don't have any money to pay you. Well, when I get the sponsorships, I just go for free and I donate the time and able to cover the travel or whatever, you know, is needed because we have these wonderful sponsors. So I'm really grateful for that. I really am.
Wonderful. Yeah. I've seen some interviews, police who have, or first responders, school shoot. It's a difficult, but yeah. So what is your website and how can people find you?
We are hilarious.org. So they can find information about the programs we offer. We do a lot of stuff virtually. We do it in person. So we're really looking to come and speak to your organizations, to your communities. I mean, that's our mission. It's to heal people, organizations, and communities through humor. And we give, it's very practical. It's funny. You know, so often you get a keynote speaker, somebody who's coming in there like, wah, 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 like Charlie Brown teacher, and they're boring. But we really make you laugh the entire time. Like, it's an ab workout. Like, I'm like, look, you get to hear a presentation and you just lost like 90 calories and toned your abs. Like, who can talk, who can beat that? It's a 3-for-1 deal.
Yeah. I think it's a little scary to deal with, negative emotion, and this does make it a little less.
I think people love to laugh. I don't know if COVID made it different, but I feel like people want to laugh more now than ever. I think one of the things people really missed during COVID was going to comedy and seeing live comedy, consuming comedy. I mean, we've got a lot of stuff on Netflix and you can like watch it. There is something powerful about
it's not nearly the same. It's not,
no,
yeah, being together in a room with a bunch of people laughing is a very different from watching it alone on TV.
It's so powerful. The energy that you feel, the connection you feel when you're sharing a laugh with a bunch of strangers is beautiful. It reminds me of Monsters, Inc. Remember in the movie where they're like, you get more energy from laughs than screams, and they captured it in a bottle to like, you know, run their city or whatever. It's true. I mean, there is something beautiful. It's almost like a, what do they call those? When you just show up a mob, like a flash mob dance thing in a mall. It's almost, you know, you're just coming together and you're creating this energy that quite frankly should be bottled up and marketed. It's probably better than Red Bull or Monster.
No, but it's true. People need people. Yeah. And it's a very different, and I worry about us becoming too isolated in general. We need to have more community events. But okay, so this is June 4th at the Tacoma Comedy Club. And they can get tickets at the Tacoma Comedy Club, or can they also order tickets on at your website, or how does that work?
They can get the link at bestmedicinebrigade.com. Tacoma Comedy Club's website has tickets ready now. I would get them soon because we are selling some tickets, which is great. So this is a competition. It's America's Funniest Veteran and Military Spouses. So you have 5 veterans and military spouses competing for first place, but you also have a feature act and a headliner, Ashley Gudermuth. And we have comedian Red Squirrel, Dwayne White, and P.T. Bratton as judges. Stan Shelby is the host. It is a hour and a half of straight up like laughter and fun. and the proceeds go back to a great cause. So we are asking people to come and cheer on and vote by applause for their favorite veteran military spouse comedian. Support a good cause. It's Sunday at 7 p.m. on June 4th. So you'll be home in time. You know, I don't know about you, but I go to bed at like 9. So it's good. 7 to 8:30, you're home by 9, you're in bed, you're fine. Get up for Monday for work. You'll be okay.
Excellent. Well, thank you. This has just been really delightful speaking with you. And I will get this up as soon as possible. And I just want to say thank you again for your time and thank you for your work. I think this is very important.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And I appreciate your grace and me rescheduling. I appreciate you so much. My travels yesterday were a nightmare, but we got here. So.